Bone Boy Speaks, episode 678, Caps for Cash.
For those of you in the United States, have you noticed all of the deals that the different wireless carriers are now offering double the data, right? Well, why do they have data caps to begin with, right? Why is it that I have to pay, a certain amount of money to get a certain amount of data? Well, it's not really about congestion. I mean, the whole pricing game that they're all playing sort of proves to me that it's not really about conserving the limited bandwidth, which is the thing that the CTIA and the lobbyist organization for the wireless carriers in the United States, they say wireless is different. It's a scarce resource. Well, I got to call BS on it because, the carriers are, they're saying more data. And then you've got, meanwhile, you've got, companies like AT&T who are charging to roaming partners like T-Mobile more than the going market rate. And so, there's so much money here. This is where they've got you over a barrel, and they're basically using they're using the limited spectrum argument to essentially extract more money from people. And I guess, from a capitalist point of view, that I understand that, but at least be honest about it, right? It's like, okay, we want to, we want to charge you more money, and not pretend it's, we've got this, we've got this scarce resource. And yeah, it's a little bit more scarce than your Comcast or Time Warner Cable. Oh, maybe they'll be the same company soon. You've got more bandwidth in your wired connection than your wireless connections. I get that. But let's not pretend that these companies are looking out for our best interest here. They're in the business of making money. And yeah, and all of this, the saying that it's not about, that it's a tool to manage congestion, that's just a load of bull crap is what it is. And it's bad that, T-Mobile, because of its, weaker position. And let's not even talk about the fact that Verizon and AT&T own most of the special access lines, which is what, even for the towers that T-Mobile and Sprint and the other smaller carriers do have out there, in most cases, they have to pay AT&T or Verizon to give them connectivity to that location. So really, I have zero sympathy for AT&T and Verizon because, they're in a position of dominance. And so even though T-Mobile is making inroads into market share and whatnot, they're getting cremated by, they're getting screwed by AT&T. And no wonder John Lesher likes to get up and basically extend his middle finger at AT&T. From a capitalist point of view, they're doing what they're supposed to do, but they're also using, the government, as a tool in their arsenal too. As I've said many times, the companies are, they're in the business of making money. They're not necessarily in the business of serving their customers very well. And they're certainly not for, reasonable prices. So God, I hope that changes at some point, but I'm not sure how or when that's going to happen. And that's only on the wireless side. I mean, let's not talk about the wired side where there's just no competition there at all.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.